Welcome, everybody. Shear number 14161416. In the writing is shear number 568568. Getting back to our halachas brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of kedima bebrachos. So want to go through, what if somebody made a mistake, right? What is the halacha if one made a mistake in the halachas of priority in brachos? I made the bracha on the wrong fruit, right? What do I do? So if one made a bracha without giving priority to the appropriate item, it is valid by the eved for the item upon which the bracha was made. In other words, if I have an apple, so for example, what's the example? I have an apples and grapes. Before I'm going to eat some apples, I'm going to eat some grapes in the same sitting. So I'm supposed to make the bracha on the grape. Take a grape and make the bracha on that. That's one of the shivas aminim. That will come before the apple. But I made a mistake and I made the bracha on the apple. So even though I should have made the bracha, on the grape, nevertheless, the bracha is valid, would be good for at least the apple. For the apple, for sure, it counts because I made a bracha on an apple. Good, very good. So that on the apple, I have the ha'etz and that would count. Now, it's important to note that in some cases, although the bracha will be valid for the item which is selected, like in our case, the apple, it will not be valid for the more chashivdik item, like in our case, the grape. So that would be already problematic. The Rishonim rule that when a bracha is made on two or more items, for example, apples and grapes, if the bracha is made on the more chashiv item, it will cover the less chashiv item. In other words, I make the bracha, let's say, on the grape, it'll cover the apple that's in front of me, or I have in mind the apple, right? That's for sure, that'll cover, that's no problem. It would have to be sitting in front of you or the fact that you have it in mind. Now, I just want to make it clear, if somebody did not have it in mind, let's say I make the bracha on the more chashiv item, which is the grape, which is what I'm supposed to do, even though I did not have it in mind, the fact that the apple is sitting in front of me and I made a ha'etz on the grape, which I was supposed to do, I did it the right way, so that automatically would now cover the apple. If, however, the bracha was made on the less chashiv item, like in our case, the apple, right? I made the bracha on the apple. Then you have a problem. It's not going to cover the more chashiv item, which would be the grape, even if both items were in front of me at the time that I made the bracha. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. So if, however, I made the bracha on the less chashiv item, which is the apple, right? It was supposed to be made on the grape. It'll be good for the apple, but it's not going to be good for the grape. Even if both items were in front of me at the time. The Poskim Rabbah does bring down, it is best, if possible, instead of making a brach on the grape, to take a different fruit, if it's possible, something else that's ha'etz, and make the bracha on that. Preferably, it should be something from the Shivas Aminim, but in case not, at least that much, and have in mind the grape. But in case not, it would not cover the grape. Now, having in mind does help. If one had in mind the grape, right? And even though they made the bracha on the apple, the bracha would be good for the apple, and it would also be good for the grape. Also, if even though they made a mistake, it was a mistake. I was supposed to make the bracha on the grape, but I had in mind the apple. I made the bracha on the apple, and I was supposed to make the bracha on the grape, but I made the bracha on the apple, but I had in mind the grape. The grape was in front of me. That's not enough, but I had in mind the grape, so that would be, the place can say that would be okay. Like in the case above, what we said, if you just made a bracha on the if you made a bracha on the apple and you did not have in mind the grape, even though the grape's in front of you, it would not count for the grape. But the place can do say to make a bracha, if it's possible, on something else from the Shivas Aminim, if it's possible, and have in mind the grape. In case not, even if you made a bracha on something else, to have in mind the grape. Okay, we'll talk about that when we get to it. Rabbanah brings that down. I don't want to jump the gun that much, but the bottom line is the grape would not be covered. But if one did have in mind, let's end off with this. Well, what I just mentioned, we'll leave it on the side burner for now. We have to see how that works exactly. And the reason for that, in other words, to take another fruit and make a bird priate and have in mind the grape is also not so simple, because, again, you have the issue over there of making the wrong bracha. So we have to talk about that. But bottom line is, I don't want to mix everybody up. Bottom line is, I made a mistake. I made a bracha on the apple, and I should have made a bracha on the grape. So even though the grape is in front of me, it would not count for the grape. It would count for the apple. It would not count for the grape. And then if I want to eat the grape, I have to make another bracha. But if I had in mind the grape, I made the bracha on the apple. I made a mistake. I made the bracha on the apple, and I had in mind the grape to cover, the bracha should cover the grape too, even if it's in front of me. But I had it in mind. Having it in front of me won't be enough, but I had it in mind. So that would be good. That taka would be good if one had the grape in mind. Even though they made the bracha on the apple, the bracha would be good for the grape too, even though they made a mistake. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.